This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Which Cowboys player has upped his stock most throughout training camp? 877-881-1053. If you want to get involved in the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line. Also, you can hit us up on the Twitch, on the YouTube. And Corey, I forgot to mention my favorite thing from Gridiron. Do you know the
You should do that now then.
Okay, good. I'm glad you said that. Do you know what Bill Belichick's nickname used to be?
Baby Bill.
Bad News Billy.
Little Baby Billy.
Not Baby Billy's T-Billy. Bible bonkers.
We cut T-Billy.
Bill Belichick said, my first year in the league in Baltimore, I was the guy. I was the jerk. I was Bad News Billy. If somebody saw me coming around anywhere, nobody wanted to see me because they knew I was coming to get them. It was bad news. It was always bad news.
Bad News
Billy. Bad News Billy.
Mike, in baseball, are the red tags a real thing, or do they?
I asked my dad that when watched Major League for the first time, and he's like, no. And what they do is they just have, it could be an assistant coach, it could be the clubhouse guy. They just say, hey, Skip wants to see you.
Gotcha. And do you know?
Okay. Like, it's cut time. Today, you know. The ones that you might not know is,
like in the middle of the
season. For tomorrow, Jack Leiter's going to come back up and pitch. That means somebody's getting sent down.
Sure.
So, you know, if you're the borderline pitcher on the team, you're like, please, Mike Maddox or whoever, don't come see me and tell me to go to Skip's office. Because, you know, if that's the case, they're not telling you, hey, you're doing great. You get to stay on the team today. They're usually saying, you did great, but we're sending you down to the minors. And then you're like, I must have not done too great.
You get to stay on the team today. All right. So when it comes to the Cowboys, obviously we've been talking about cuts all day, from Lawson to Ball to Hendershot to get down to the 53-man limit by 3 o'clock. Are there players, whether it's in the preseason games, throughout training camp, watching the practices, that you think have upped their stock the most during this training camp run?
For me, it's Flonoy. Ryan Flonoy.
It's tough because the R is not part of it.
It was Flournoy before, and then it got changed on me. So Ryan Flournoy has upped his stock the most because I had some expectation going into camp of this guy's fighting for a job. And then I started watching, and I was like, all right, I'm expecting a little more. And it took him a minute, it took him a beat to get his feet under him in the NFL, to understand what camp was about, and just to go out there and catch. And that was where I was like, okay, now he's starting to get it. And you started to see it, and he became the target to check out in games for Trey Lance. So I think he upped his for sure. The second one is Buddy Johnson.
Oh.
We had no expectation for Buddy Johnson, Kevin.
That's true.
And now he's going to make this team and be a probably contributing linebacker and a contributing special teamer for you. So that's huge up stock because I had nothing for that guy.
Okay. I like those answers. Mike, would you like me to go next, or you want to join?
Well, I have two. He wasn't there.
Still, he just upped his stock. He got paid bigger.
That is true.
That's a good point.
Can I throw two out that I don't think people, because I'm not talking about players 45 through 53. Is it BB and Tyler Guyton, as both of those guys during training camp proved that they should be the starters?
Can I say that, and I don't know if this will work, but I understand what you're saying. Can I throw Brock Hoffman in there? Because, and I realize like one's going to start and one's not, but it feels like it's turned into a, hey, can Cooper Beebe take the job, to, holy crap, I think I actually feel pretty good about both of these guys. I'm not sure who's going to win the job. So I'm with you on that. I would kind of want to throw Hoffman in that category as well.
Okay. I just, going into it, I'm basing this off of two people that watch Oklahoma football too much.
Corey and Carter.
Yep. And Corey, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you guys are like, no, he's talented, but he might not be ready.
Yeah, I thought
start. And obviously, we haven't seen him play in a real game, but he did so well in practice and his some of the reps, a few reps. He didn't get tons of reps in preseason, but that everybody feels very confident that he can be an average to hopefully above average tackle in the NFL his rookie year.
Yeah, I think he'll be above average, yeah, honestly. Me too. And mostly because his pass rep or his pass protection reps were really good in preseason games and in practice too. The other side of it was I didn't feel like I saw enough of the run reps that really made me go, okay, that's a monster over there. But he's next to Tyler Smith. And I feel like you got the monster in Tyler Smith right there. But yeah, his pass protection reps made me feel very comfortable. But again, we looked at the schedule in front of him early in the season. He's got a lot of tests very early in the season. You think those defensive coordinators aren't going to recognize that and line their guy up against him? That would be foolish not to go after him and see what he can do. But yeah, we thought he was raw.
Yeah,
he's turned out to be very, you know, he's a quick learn and he's very physical.
I wouldn't have guessed this at all, but it makes sense from the 817. It's Brandon Aubrey. I mean, good
because of
night.
The 70 something yard
66.
Okay.
Yeah,
just round.
It would have been
up.
Good from yeah. 72. That's right. Is you just get to midfield and you're like, oh, let's give it a shot. That's why I want us to kick field goals instead of throw Hail Marys if the game is within
he
that
does
distance.
Too. Brandon yes. Aubrey absolutely wants that opportunity. Justin Tucker always wanted that opportunity,
true,
right? He was always
true.
Like, get me out there, coach.
From the 214, my answer is Dak. His value is up. I was going to throw out Deuce Vaughn.
Hold on. Before we talk about Vaughn,
you think it's just like the actual cost of his contract?
I wanted to ask about Dak's value sure. being up. Is it because you saw what Trey Lance was and you were like, okay, he is not going to be a viable replacement for Dak? So
anytime soon, yeah.
And, you know, Kevin, we talked to national people. They all say Dak is a really good quarterback in the NFL. Across the NFL,
yes,
he's really good. The national people do. We probably pick at the warts a lot more than they do, but
sure.
they have a lot of respect for him. So did his stock go up for some reason, or was it because you saw Trey Lance wasn't good enough, or you just like, you know what, he is a good quarterback?
So I think there's some other people as well that think that CeeDee Lamb signing means Dak's value went up because they're like, you didn't pay a wide receiver the second most to not have a top-notch quarterback, you know?
I don't know about that.
Okay.
Because look at Minnesota.
True.
Minnesota went out and paid Justin Jefferson and said, we're moving on from Kirk Cousins.
Would you argue that they at least invested a first-round pick?
Yes, they did. They
clearly
absolutely did. And they got Sam Darnold, which every great team does.
No.
Yeah, like, we can't wait to get the Sam Darnold guy out there.
All right, so you don't necessarily think that CeeDee Lamb signing means...
And they did say because of Trey Lance, by the way.
Oh, okay.
They said yes, because Trey Lance didn't look like he could take over, Dak stock back up. So, yeah. No, I don't think it changes anything. I think Dak's a good quarterback. I think he's better with CeeDee Lamb. I think that combination of those two is very good.
Are you, you said Deuce Vaughn. Are we 100% yes. sure he's making the team?
Deuce, I would be
I feel very confident.
Pretty surprised okay. if he didn't make the team now. Especially these last two games, what he's shown, I think that has given them the ability to move on from whether you think it's Royce Freeman or Malik Davis or whichever direction it's going to go. I think Deuce Vaughn is on this
team. Mike, it's like you have three right-handed pitchers that all throw fastballs and splitters. And you're like, okay, there we go. We're good. Well, don't you want a lefty that maybe has something else? You want to...
I'd consider Deuce, yeah, like your submarine thrower.
Yeah, exactly. He would be, yeah. I know it's a joke, but you're dead on.
Would you like to see Deuce Vaughn and Bryce Young in the same backfield?
Oh, my God. Nobody... They'd be like, they're not playing a quarterback or a running back on this play.
It's just an offensive line. Where did he snap it to?
Yeah. Who else is super short in this league?
Mike, I would love for you to put together your all-time short NFL team, like position by position. You're like, yep, all my offensive linemen are 5'8", 5'9", Bryce Young.
Well, that
out
kid
there.
That Alec talked about
yes,
earlier.
That's perfect. Right. He'll be on the defensive line. I was going to throw out Awesome Richards and Jalen Brooks because you brought up Buddy Johnson. That's a great one. I know there was buzz about Willie Harvey, but I guess you maybe won't argue that anymore. But
well, I mean, hey, look, he went from an undrafted free agent, a guy from the UFL, right?
True.
To being back on to there the and having some opportunities to get eyeballs on him. So that was a great opportunity
that, yeah,
for him.
And that probably will help further his career.
And you have that story for the rest of your life, if nothing else. Like, I know maybe it doesn't come out to be anything financially nominal, sure. But you're looking back, and my friend growing up, his dad tried out for the Cowboys. Now, did his eyeball get poked out? Yes, it happened.
But what?
He had the opportunity to try out for the Cowboys.
Does he only have one eye?
No, he got it. The guy jammed his finger into the eye socket and then pulled back, and his eyeball popped out.
Aye, aye, aye.
So he's sitting on the field, holding his eyeball in his hand, looking at himself with his eyeball, and they put it back in.
Merry Christmas.
I hope you're enjoying your lunch right now.
Oh. What?
The expressway coming up here in 15 minutes.
Holy cow, that is freaking terrifying.
Thanks, man.
Man.
My apologies. I forgot about that story. But yeah, but again, has a story to tell for the rest of his life because he tried out for the Cowboys.
I think I'd rather just have my eyeball never pop out of my head. In that instance.
Hey, I didn't notice. You know, I was a kid and I didn't notice that his eye didn't look any different to me.
Man, that is kind of a badass story. Like, if you're about to get in a fight with somebody, do you think you go like, Bob Lilly, pop my eyeball out of my socket?
Or
I ain't afraid of you.
Maybe you just pop it out yourself and you go, now what?
Oh, my goodness.
They run away because they're terrified.
Okay, well, now because I'm terrified of your story, I'm going to throw out two other ones. And we were talking about the rookies earlier. I actually am feeling pretty optimistic across this rookie class.
This is a good draft.
If you throw out Leafau and Carsons, and I realize you might be like, well, we haven't actually seen them.
And Nealon.
Yes, exactly, playing a game yet. But depending on where your expectations are, I feel like most folks feel good about Guyton, yes?
Yes.
Right now. And they feel good about Nealon.
Yes.
And they feel good about Beebe.
They're very good.
And they feel good about Leafau.
Yes.
And they feel good about Carsons. And they feel...
Well, I mean, better.
Yes.
I mean, the way he performed, and they're going to need him.
And they feel good about Flonoy.
Yeah.
Like, we'll once the season actually starts whether any of that confidence was warranted or not. But at this time last year, you were like, oh, crap. Overshone's out. Doesn't look good early about Mozzie, and Schoonmaker is getting hurt.
Yeah, Broadus he said it multiple times. We said it multiple times on this show. You put a lot of pressure on your scouting department to deliver this year by not going out and replenishing or getting better with free agents. You said, all right, you guys, we pay you for a reason. Go find us some good ones for the future. They did, and so far, after camp, you feel very confident that they did their job the correct way this year. And will they have to do it again next year, and then the next year? I don't know. That feels like there's always pressure on Will McClay to do it.
I mean, and you know that the team supports it because they're like, hey, then we can just sign all of our own.
Yeah, and yeah.
Yeah, don't worry
about it. We got bird rights.
Not bird rights, but the rest of it, I'm with you on that.